Find the word lawyer, the deva
appears in Chumash. And there are Gemara says in Sukkah, there are 36 tzaddikim in each generation. 36 is a number which is connected to the Ur HaGonus, the hidden light, which is, I said, 36 Neres Chanukah, which is the reason the parasha begins, Vayas Kein Aaron, like in Shivchosoy, that Aaron was Mamshich the Ur HaGonus, Vayichain, don't say Vayichain, and Vayas Kein Aaron, he was Mamshich this hidden light with the Menir. Another thing which just comes, the number 36 comes up in my brain cells, there's a famous Maaser Rikeach, commentary Masech the Krisus. In the Torah, how many Chayve Krisus are there? 36. And he points out that why is the Maisak Keteris? Where do I find it in Shas? Dafkin Masech the Krisus. Because Keteris, you know, there's nothing, there's a school of Svarmak Toshim, never for Yenemachle, from Tzadikim. Person wants Brius to say Maisei Akteiris every day. Some people say Mishama Klaf. And Keteiris is Mechuvin Keneged, says the Maisei Rekeach, is Mechuvin Keneged the Lamed Vav Krisus Shebeteir. And therefore, he points out the word Samim, not of Ushchelu, Zechelma, the Samim, Levein, the Zaka, is Gimachia Mechaper Lamed Vav Krisus. And he further says that we know that Keteiris and the Menera, both of these avoides, they're connected, because the pasuk says, Bativayas and Neiris, Yaktireno. And therefore, Neiris, he says, also Bigimatria Koris Lamedvav, because Adlokis and Neiris, someone who's cut off, someone who committed a major transgression, which is Neshama Lachur, is cut off from its source of Chayas, Yumasakin is through the Maisa Menir. And therefore, with this, one could readily understand the psych of the Zohar HaKadosh, this week's parsha. Says the Zayim, Alis Chasaneiris, Hadot Chsiv, Shemen Uketeiris, Yisam Machleif. Connects Shemen Uketeiris. And the Vishnu Sereba and other Sforim HaKadosh point out that Shemen Keteiris is Gematria 1099, which every school child will know is Gematria Nefesh Ruch Neshama Chai Yechida, the five points of the Neshama, that the Keteiris and the Menera connect a Jew to his source. It's all five parts of the Neshama, that level of a Yid, which could never be Nifkum. Nishnor Dost, the Ahavas Yisrael, the Vishnu Sereba says, Shemen Rekeach Yisam Machleiv is Gematria 1495, which, as I've said countless times, is Gematria all the 22 Asfad Deraisot together. Because what was the role of Aaron HaKoyin? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah Shebiksav. We discuss this every year, Parshas Paluz, I'm not repeating it. Aaron is Kisifse Koyin Yishmer Das, connected to Torah Shebal Peh. Right? Hu Yeh L'chol Peh, said on Aaron. And therefore, Aaron HaKoyin has the koyach, right, that when he was Madlik de Menorah, and he was Megala, the Ur HaGonus, so likewise, in Aaron, who's the Oyev Shalom, Reidu Shalom, Zabriyas, Mekarev, and Latera, is Mekarev, every Megala, that which is Gonus, which is hidden within the soul of every Jew. One more thing, just about 36. When you say 36, what hits you immediately? Everyone knows, 36 is 6 times 6. In other words, in everything in the world, right, there is the Nekuda HaTichoina, there's the Nekuda HaMerkazis, the central point, and from the central focal point, everything moves in six directions. And therefore, the Briskunas Oilom, another great Kabbalah form, points out, Meiri Degavort, Mizrach, Meiri, Tzofen, Dorum, Meilamato, which is 1,242, is Gematria six times Oyer. In other words, from the Nekuda Merkozis, which is called the Heichel Kodesh, Bechinas Das, it's mispashit in all six directions, east, west, north, south, north, north, south, up, down. In all times you have the Ur, in all times you have the Nekuda Heichel called Das. Deya, by the way, is Gematria. Anybody out there? Dal Ayin Hei, 79, times 6. 474, which is Gematria Das. So in each one of the six sides, there's Ur and there's Das. I'm not going to, there's much more to say about it, but that to the Nekuda is that through the Maisa Menorah, through Anakoyin, there's Kedusha, there's Ur, and there's Das, which is Mespashit everywhere and to every Yiddish in the Sham. Okay, that's, put that in the back of your mind. It's also Yedu and Mekubal, support from a Pimus Korisar, that whenever you have psichas orin, you have a day of laning like today, right? And you open up the Aron Kodesh. The Psichas HaOren is a gilui from Or HaGodes, from the hidden light, which is hidden, more than the actual reading of the Torah. The actual Psichas HaOren, the connection to the Aron Kodesh. Oren, by the way, if I forget to tell you, is Gimachi Or Nun, the 50th gate, which is Vatasreya Ma'at Melikim, which we don't really achieve and understand and appreciate in this world. But the Oren connects to that which is like above everything. And whenever you have a Psichas HaOren, you have a gewaldige Esrosen, it's a Shas Rachmim ve'Esrosen, and therefore the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us, and the Mokar is a famous Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayakel. The Zohar says, it's important, all the Sforim, that when you have, a person needs something, right? We all, this, you know, this one needs health, this one needs children, this one needs kids to be on the norm, whatever. The time to daven is one of the three, one of the three greatest times to daven for what you need is b'shas p'sichas oren. Mamar t'lokar is mefudosh zoyer hakodesh, statement of Reb Shimon. Lefiz I understand, by the way, derech agav, you know, on a day in the weekdays, a Monday or a Thursday, when we read Kriyas HaTorah, yeah, when do you put back the Sefer Torah in the Eichel? So there's two menhagim. Both menhagim actually are brought in tour in Seif Simin Kuf Memtes. Minik Ashkenaz is, which makes a lot of sense. Kriyas HaTorah got nothing to do with davening per se. But if for whatever reason we hacked on Kriyas HaTorah in the middle of davening, you finish Kriyas HaTorah, so the first thing you should do is after Hagman Glila, put it backward to see where it came from. Minig Asfard, and so is Minig Chassidim, with Portan Aldereber Siddur, etc., is that we wait. We keep the Sefer Torah out till after Ashrei, Masech Yantcho, Volusin, Kaddish Deskabel, and then you master the Sefer Torah, which is, what's the reason? Says the Shara Koil, the Rebbe's Elter Zeder, Ram David Levut, push it a simple Hezber based on the Mekubolim, that calls man, the Sefer Torah has been taken from the Oren, and it's still out, is a time of Shefa, of Bracha. You bring down the loftiest Brachas. So therefore, Chazal instituted that when you have the Iker, like Bakoshis of Yid, say, Ashi, Pesach es Yodecha, which is Gval, Yancha Hashem B'yim Tzor, and of Olosian, the Gemara says, and Soita Dafim Tez, the end, the Alma, Michael Mekayim, and Ikvaz of the Mashiach, when the Chol Yom Kilosi, Merubi Shel Chaveri, what does the world exist on? Kedusha de Sidra, the Volosian. And then you say, Kaddish de Skabel, which is really a Bakosha, all I just asked for in Shemit Esr. The Skabel, Tlusin of Uzin, the basis role. We keep the Sefer Torah with us to be Me'oder, right? This Shef Eliki, to be with us, that Atfilah should be in the Skabel, right? And then we're mastered the Sefer Torah Lechem. Which Lefi Zev Etrech, the Minig Yisrael, is on Tisha B'Av, right after Kriyas HaTorah. You don't wait. You bring the Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Tisha B'Av says Sasam Tfilasi. So it's not a time for Kabbalah Satfilas. My dear sweet holy brother, I can answer you, but I'll tell you what. Look into the Sefer. Okay? Yeah? And therefore, Bechlal is brought into Semach Sedech, Tshuva Semach Sedech Kadmin. That is the reason whenever you have, like, on rare occasions in Davin, Piyutim, which are like Miyuchad Yom Neroyim, see whatever, Avin Mokenu, see special Tfilas, you Dafka open the Oren. Because first of all, psychologically, it's Me'oyer the Lev of the Daviners. Bechlal, when you have a Sefer Torah, that itself is Me'oyer Dizrachman. Bechlal, I don't get involved in the whole discussion. That's why the Minig Yisrael, Mikad Mustano, is the Cheshev of people, the Zikni or Ir, that whatever, sit by the Aron HaKodesh, just to be present. I don't know if you realize, it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, when you say Kaddish, or the Chazin, they should look at the Aron HaKodesh Lefrokim. From all to all, because the Aron HaKodesh is the source of Kabbalah Satfilis. And therefore, L'mashal, the Sayyid V'Sherash Avodah says, when you say Brich Shmei, you should say it B'Kavona Atzuma, and it's B'Sakin, L'mashal, Tikkun Pagam, and Tikkun Ayisod, etc., etc., for reasons we'll perhaps get to. Tikkavaldiga Eitzros. The Fizev et Rech, just by the way, I'm not just saying in a word, the Gemara says in B'Kavona Dafi Beis, that in the Vim, in the time of Meshach Rabbeinu, who M'Sakin, Ve'elchur Shleishas Yomim, Bamidbar, Lots Moim, therefore there shouldn't be 3 days with Akriyas HaTorah, hence they who M'Sakin, besides Shabbos, we also read the Torah on Monday and Thursday. Stellt sich der Klotz, ganz schlecht, sagst du, alles hart. What could it make Tuesdays and Thursdays? Why Monday and Thursdays? So Tosfos says, there's a medrash that when did Moshe Rabbeinu go up for to be Mevakesh Rachem, the 40 days for Luchos Shnius? On a Thursday. When did he come down with the Luchos Shnius? It was a Monday. Hence, Monday and Thursday became Yemei Rachemim, right? Hence, people fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Hence, we... Yeah? So, right. The Rashba, et cetera. Still, if the Shaila, I don't get it. I understand why you say a long tachnu, why people fast, et cetera, Mondays and Thursdays, because in Israel. What does that got to do with Kriyas HaTorah, which you shouldn't go 3 days without learning Torah? Is the chalai, right? So the Levush al-Asar says, because we say tachnunim, we say a long tachnun on Monday and Thursdays, and therefore, since the schus of Kabbalah Satvil is schus of Torah, we hence read the Torah. So everyone has pumfaket, from Toys of Machinishtazoi, to say there is, first there was Kabbalah Satvil, and therefore it became the order is going wrong. So the emes is the Bach and Barichos and Max, the shekels, Pashut. Why do we say at Shabbos to Mincha, we say, Vanis Filos Yeluch Hashem, Eis Rotzen, at the Mincha of Yont, if we don't say this Pasuk? So he says, because we don't lay. Right? What in the world of Vanis Filos Yeluch Hashem, Eis Rotzen, can do it laying? Is the Chalaya Hu Asher Dibano, the laying itself is Ma'oyer, the opening Psichas Ha'orin, and laying Torah, that itself is Ma'oyer, Rachm. Right? And therefore, since Monday and Thursday are an Eis Rotzen, the way to evoke the Eis Rotzen L'mayla, the Shas Rachmim, is Dafka through Leni. There's actually a Chaim Palaji brings out a Moiridik and Medrash. There's a bias in Shemayim, which is made from Avni Shoyim V'Yoshpe. And in that house sits Mashiach ben David and Elio and Mashiach ben Ephraim and Elio and Novi Firton, the yeshiva there, right? And Mashiach Tzidkenu sits in the chek, in the lap of Elio Hanovi, right? And Yisoyvul Yisurim, as the Pot says, Hu Mechum B'Sho'enu B'Dukim Avisenu, right? And every Shabbos, every Monday and Thursday, the Ovesak Doishim and Mishra Beinu and Aaron, Om Malchei Beis Dovid and Nevi and Mechzidim are Merkabel Ponov. And they tell Mashiach to stop crying because of his suffering, because of Araveris. Therefore, that will be Makar of the Ketzagula. And that is the reason why the Minig in Sfardim before Kriyas HaTorah, Minig Ashkenaz, after Achzor HaSefer Torah, we say the Pasuk, Bavur Dover Avdecha, Al Tashim Heib Shechach. Because the Pchlal, the Kriyas HaTorah, is a Gewaldige Eis Rotzen, in that time Tima Eir for the Gula. It's AC already upstairs in Shemayim also. By the way, just parenthetically, let me just add, one of the reasons of Kriyas HaTorah is when you read, Chazal say it in Zohar HaKadosh Mefudosh, Parash Vayakel, and numerous Mekavis, when we read Kriyas HaTorah, it's as if you're standing at Betura de Sinai, at Maimer Har Sinai, and you make, therefore Lashitas HaZohar, unlike L'Halacha, when we normally a person gets an Aliyah, you read together quietly with the Balkir. The Zohar HaKadosh holds no, only one person reads, that person is Bevchinas Moshe, or according to other deists, Bevchinas the Shechina, and that is Mashmiya the you're reliving Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a gewaldige Eis Rotzen, which why we all know. Chazal say, Gemara says in Megillah, the minimum on Monday, Thursday, Shemilch is 10 psukim. Can I get Asorah Mamoris? What does Asorah Mamoris got to do with Kriyas HaTorah? To ask the Torah Yevin, the simple answer is because the world is the sky. If not for Achreis Yom Hashishi, right, there wouldn't be a world. But the pshat is at Matan Torah was became the Schadish, the Tachlis of Welt, right. So at every time you read the Torah, you're Ma'oyer the Kavona in Briyas Olam. Hence, we have a minimum of 10. So we're reliving it. And before the actual learning, the Torah, we say in Haggadah, Ilu kervon ul tenar sinev, the Torah also you're just mamshich gewaldig inyon. So I see that just derech hakdom to everything. The opening of the Nakuidish is a psicha of Sharachmin, and there's kama v'kama rayas and gimatrias and whatever, I'm going to bore you to death, right? And therefore it's also at the gili of the Haggonos. Lefi zeh, I want to tell you, just the whole parsha, if you really take parsha, pasuk by pasuk, is all connected to Aragonus. But I want to tell you, just two psukim in the middle of the parsha. We say the words that we say when we make kriyas atayr, when we take out the Torah. Vahibin say, or if you're Moshe, kum Hashem, if you're Zivach, if you're Zivach, if you're Zivach, if you're Zivach, 85 words, right? Simple, smallest parsha in the Torah. Hello? Huh? 85 letters. 85 letters, yeah, that's what I mean. You know what I mean. It's a Gemara. It's a Mishnah. If you know the Gemara, right? Smallest parsha in the Torah. What is the Indian Pnimi, the connection of these Psukim and our taking out the Sefer Torah? Bichlal, everyone knows the Gemara says, the Mishnah, first of all, if you, the Chazal would go to Yud Ches Dvorim, right? A person touches with his naked hand without a mitpach, a Sefer Torah, but how many is a Yadayim the Gabitrum? What if the Sefer Torah is Shabola? If it has a minimum of 85 psukim, but how many is a Yadayim? Mishnah in Yadayim. Likewise, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you have a Sefer Torah, Shabola, the letters spring. If you have a minimum of 85 letters, like Parshas Vayehi ben Zoharim, Matzil Nele, you take it out on Shabbos into a caramelist, whatever. Yeah, fine, so far so good. This is the smallest amount. The greats, after the white Afka 85. When Nachtem Chazal there, the Gemara says, this day is in the Gemara, according to the Rebbe, and so apparently in Akdin and Lalocha, that these two psukim, 85 letters, right, becomes a sefer bifne atzma, as the Darash Rebbe Yochanan, my dirsiv chotza mudeh shiva, refers to seven sifri Torah, Bereishis, Shmoyis, Vayikra, Bamidbar up to Vahibin Zorain, after Vahibin Zorain, and Dvor. Hello, I'm not a smart person. Ever since I'm a little child, this Gemara has been a wonder to me. Mitvos Vetas are safer. What's going on here? Hello, I'm missing something. I just don't get. Like, Tupsukim, a whole safer? Right? What's happening? Kad the Balaturim brings a raya. How many words are there in the pasuk Vahibin Zorain? 12. Keneged, the last pasuk in Torah, which ends off with the word, L'chel ha'yelach ha'zok, L'chel ha'merah gadol, Asher asa b'yish, L'eni kol Yisrael, 12 words. And, Uvenucha yomer, Shuv Hashem reveres alfa Yisrael, 7 words, Keneged, praise Yisrael, L'kibish b'yish ha'zok. So this little two, like, beginning and end, out, hello, gewalt, good remez, but like, hello, what are they talking about? Kalorei yishtev, it's pushed like, wow. Next, I found this here, a medrash. I never saw it before because I'm ignorant. That's the mile of being ignorant. You can always find new things. It's called a medrash chaseiris v'yaseiris. Printed in Chilik Beis of the medrash Bote medrash, which was discovered by Rav Shlomo Aaron Wertheimer, Talmud Chachamim, a little bit discreet, from the Cairo Geniza. You know, they found the Geniza in, everyone knows. And this was printed, I found it in Torah Shlomo, it's far. Voyuridika medrash, like right. This is awesome. I'll read you the lashon. Ma ro chachamim litei nunim hafuchim. Why did Chazal put upside down, backward nunim before and after Parshas Vayehi ben Zoharim? Ela amru chachamim kol hatoyra kulam yuchedas l'nevuas Moshe. All of Torah is connected to Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Chutz mi elu shnei psukim, except for these two psukim. Which come from the Nevuah of Eldar Umeidat. We put like a parenthesis in a upside down nun, v'nitfal l'teir, and we attach this to Torah. Your face says it all. Hello, how do I do? Not only do I understand this much, I mean, if someone would come along to me, a rabbi, and give a sermon, I'd say, you know, this part of Torah was said by not Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, it's a, hello, I would, you know, be done to death here, right? But it says in Pasuk, Vahibin Sarah or in Vayomer who? Eldar Amedat? Vayomer Moshe. What's an Eldar Amedat coming into the picture? Hello? I'm like, Baran Evil Eid, I begin to understand the essence of this medrash. But this medrash, by the way, is also brought in the Sefer called Hilchos Sefer Torah, which is Meyuchas to Rabbeinu Yehuda Bartzoloni, who's brought in Toysvis. By the way, the medrash, as I said before, Medrash Chaseris of Yaseris, was known to the Goinim HaKadmoinim. It's a very ancient medrash. They're saying something, but I got to like, yes, The Hechtin, let me just ask, bring another medrash, another word. The Hechel Bracha from the Holy Kamarna brings, Vayehi, one gimachu today, I'm going to have a chmonas on you guys. Vayehi bin soya ha'orin, vayeymer moish, kuma ashel, yafutso yvecha, yenuzu bitanecha miponecha, is gimachu precisely 2,236. Anybody out there? What? You're in right field, wrong. Bingo. One thing is, Shema Yisrael Yehudei Lo is 1,118. Two times Shema is 2,236. Which is also Begimatria. So I'm just adding this. He sees as Reish Bnei Yisrael. Which is also Begimatria. Will they come Novi Yisrael Kemusha Ash Yedoi Hashem Panem Upon. Just a freak, like you just guys sort of. What in the world is a connection? He sees as Reish Bnei Yisrael. I'll say, shout out the connection here to Shema Yisrael. Very simple. I sort of vort, like, in Hashem the other by accident this week. I'm with the Hashgacha Pratz, I was looking in a safe register and I turned to the back by accident, like whatever. I'm going to take a vort that I never saw before, which is brand news to me. He says the whole kavon of Klal Yisrael is merumiz in the name Yisrael. Just in the name Yisrael, say. He says, if you take the letters prior, Yitzrol is Yud, Shin, Reish, Aleph, Lamed, in case you never appreciate that. Take those letters, Yud, Yud, Vav, Dal, Chin, Chin, Yud, etc., etc., etc. Work it out. And use the letters before the letters of the Mili of Yitzrol. I worked it out on paper, right? You get the Gematria of guess what, Rabbi Sternbuch? 1,118. Shema Yitzrol, Hashem, Hashem. If you take the words Yitzrol, what are the letters after Yitzrol? After Yud is a Chaf, after a Shin is a Taf, after a Reish is a Kuf, hello. After a Reish is a Shin, after Aleph is a Beis, work out the letters B'milui, Gimatria 1,358, which is Baruch Shem. So the whole name, Yisrael, before and after, is connected. The purpose of a Yid is to Miyachid Yichid Kuchibichu, that Hashem Alikeinu, Hashem Echot. And Baruch Shem, Yichud Yilo, Yichud Tato. Which that's the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. That's the tachlis of the whole world. How do I know? Because the Torah starts with two words. Bereishis Bora, says the Chidah and Pnei Dovid in Tvarim. Bereishis Bora, with the two kelim, is Gimatria Shema Yisrael. Okay, great. And therefore, this connected to what? To opening up the ark. Because when you say, what does the pasuk say? Kuma Hashem v'yafutzo yivecha v'yenusu misonecha. Chazal says someone who says Shema Yisrael, it's a cherev shashi pipiyos, it's mezikim bedilin minei, etc. That's how we win. How do we go to war? Shema Yisrael with the koyach of kriyashma. And therefore, Shema Yisrael with the eight letters in Makayil is Gimatria Tov Tov Kuf Samach 960, as I've said 1,000 times, which is Gimatria Shar Shemayim, Pischei She'orim is Gimatria 1,118 Shema Yisrael. Through Shema Yisrael, you open up the gates, just like when you say Vehi Ben Zeharim, you open the ark, you open the gates. That's all great. What is the question? It's all great. Of Vehi Ben Zeharim V'Goymer is Gimatria, we said, 2,236. Which is two times Shema Yisrael. What's this two times Shema Yisrael? It's Mintus, it's Baditus. Says Rav Amshor, very simple, Pashat Pshat. How many times a day is the Jew Mechuyev to say Kriya Shema? Twice. Two Shemas. Why two? You have to be a genius to work this out. Because there's Laila and there's Yom. And there's two totally different types of Shema Yisrael of Kabbalah Zalmach Shemaim. First, there's night, right? What does night symbolize? It's dark. It's in golus. It's cold. Things are not going my way, right? Miloshen erev. Erev is miloshen taruvis. There's a mixture of good and bad. There's a hester ponim in the world. Ichzeinsh. The opposite of the morning, what is called boiker, miloshen leivakir, when you could discern, you could discriminate between good and bad, light and dark, etc., etc. And they're two totally different taivas akonus. In at night, because of your tzaris, the news, the dachus, the tzaris of avirnas adam al daitev al daskoini, you're out of your mind. And a person has to challenge v'emunoscha baleilo is to see the hand of Hashgacha, even when it's not so apparent and you can't immediately discern. The sakana by day is everything's going my way. You know, the birds are chirping, everything is wonderful. I made my real estate deal in the mikveh work this morning. Everything is great. Asher Alkin. So you should have and a person would say, etc. Therefore you have to understand that the Shema Yisrael is an Abish who's running the ship. Therefore, by the way, Boikir and Erev, said I'm sure, is Gimatria in Makil Yetzahara. There's the Yetzahara of the morning and the Yetzahara of the evening. Says the Kumar Hechel Bracha Mirtikazach. I said before, Vahibin Saya Orin is Gimatria two times Shema Yisrael, which is 2,236. Okay, one more Gimatria before I leave you guys for free. Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. There's Hashem, Midas Arachmim, Dei, Gral, and there's Elikim, Midas Adin. And a person has to know that even in Midas Adin, Elikim Gimatria Teva, there's still the hand of Hashem, even if you don't at this moment discern. How, what's the Gimatria of Shem Avaya? 26. What is the Gimatria of Elikim? 86. Who's a mathematician? Oh, hello? One of you guys? How much is 86 times 26? I mean, everything, every step in Derech HaTeva, in Elikim, in Midas Adin, I see the hand of Avaya. How much is 86 times?
2, 3, 6.
Bingo. 2, 2, 3, 6. Unbelievable. You could dance. Hello? The purpose of the world is that wherever you are, in whatever situation, you see the hand of Hashem. Awesome, 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 awesome. Right? Because there's two types of Yetzirah. There's Yetzirah, the Gros says in the spirit, Yafutsu Oyvecha V'yanusu, there's an Oyev and a Soinu. Which is, one is Yishmol and one is Esav. What is the difference? Yishmol comes from where? He's the Pseulis of the Chesed of Avram. Everything is going, they just give, have, Rachmim, Chsodim, on Ashir without any discrimination, without any discernment. Right? Esav is from whom? The Pseulis of the Gevura of Yitzchak. When a person, everything is going your way, V'rav Levavcha, you got Taiva. And when nothing is going your way and you think everything in the world is like everyone's conspired from the Eibishter downwards against me, you got Kas, which is Ritzicha, which is Esav. Right? And the person has to be margish to know that whatever happens is an Eibishter Hashem, and the Kenosh Hashem Echad, and therefore it's Kuma Hashem. Kum Hashem is Gimatria 177, which is Gimatria Muna Bitochen, which I said a few weeks ago, is Gimatria Gan Eden, Aleph Beis Gimel. If you have Emunah and Bitochen, you come to Gan Eden, life is the Mechai. Okay, that's an introduction. Now, this is a simple word from Rebbe Friedman, but brought all this format, because I have no time to go through all the billions of forms. Let's go through Vahim and Zayor. Let's start. Everyone knows Megal Mukas says Vahib bin Soya Ha'orin is a symbol of Golos. So we're going, we're moving, right? We're going in Golos. You have to ask the Eibishter, V'yafutzu Eivecha, V'yinusu Misonecha, right? By the way, if there are seven Sifrei Torah, so which is Vahib bin Soya Ha'orin Keneged? Which midah? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid. Hoid is refers to what? Beis Hamikdash. Gemara Brachos after the Chesed. V'hoid the Beis Hamikdash. That's what he's lying. And hoid, hoidi nepach lemashchis, instead of hoid, the tasa churbin you have, instead of hoid, you have kol hayoim, wakey, wakey, make believe you're alive at least. Dove, dove is the letters of hoid, upside down. And therefore there's membeis masoyis in golus, ele masi ben Yisrael, which is Rosh Tevis, edoi modai bovel yovan, same Rosh Tevis. What is the trap, who's the Valkyrie here, on ele masi ben Yisrael? Ozla Geirish Munach Revik, here do the Megalamukas, hello. Ozla Geirish, Eden went out of into Golos. Munach Revi, we're in the four Golias. What is the purpose of Golos? So the Gemara says in Psochem, Eden went to Golos, Lohis for them Geir. Not many Geirim in history. What's going on here? In other words, when, in a nutshell, when Eden lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? Okay, there's a famous vort from Baruch Meshbizer. Everyone knows it. Says, something you don't understand, you don't get it. What do? You go to Yerushalayim, they answer all your problems. Why Yerushalayim? Because the Eibishter created everything through the vehicle of Torah. Torah is Kli Umnachti Shalakadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. So every place in the world has its place. It's, I've said this many times, the world generally, its place, which is Bechuvin, can get a certain area in Torah. The Maila of Yerushalayim is that it's Koil, the whole world. It's the center point. When the Eved started creating the world, where was the Eved Jesiyim? Yerushalayim, the Makom HaMikdash. So if Yidin, if Yerushalayim, Kitikunim, and Yidin are Yerushalayim, just by going to Yerushalayim, to the Makom HaMikdash, all of your Sveikis and Aloch are in this bar. Therefore, David HaMelech says in Tillim, Shemal to David, Samachti Be'omim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. Because I got Sveikis. What do I do? David built the Yesoidis. And therefore, Chazal say, Dvar Hashem, Oy, Shashem Imo Yishalocha Kemoisi B'chol Mokim, David would mevar all the Sveikis, and with that he laid the Yesoidis of the Beis HaMikdash, which is what? Torah. What, and therefore, a person had a Tzorah, Yishalayim Abnuyak, Yishalayim Abnuyak, Yishalayim Abnuyak, the whole world comes together in Yishalayim, all your Sveikis are dealt with. You have a Gili of Torah. What happens if they have to Einugel, when Kishalim Tikunam, as the Rechayim HaKadosh says, Yerushalayim served as a magnet, and all the nitzutus of Kedusha, all the Torah spread out in the whole world, came to Yerushalayim. What happens? We sinned. Then we have to schlep in this bitter finster galus to take out the nitzutus of Torah, and there's the Kedusha, which are found everywhere in the world. So when we say the Chum Sofer, the Zer HaKadosh, the Rapshitzer, when we say poor old, little old Parsha, Vahibin Zerah, 85 letters, right? Smallest Parsha, Allah's got a safer, you call it. That's because of Nechato Einu, the whole Torah got shifted, spread out to the world. You know, there's a Beis Halevi, which I don't have the time to get involved with. But like, you know when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the first Luchas? So Chazal say, both in Yerushalmi, the whole Maracha, it's brought in the end of Shalom Shuvah's Beis Halevi. Initially, the whole Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, were all written on the Luchas. I don't know, literally, figuratively, I don't know. Yet, in the first Luchas, he had no Sveikis, everything was clear, he had no problems. All you got to do is learn whatever, and you got everything. All the drashas of Chazal, Komash, Talmud, Vasek, Chadish, you had from the first Luchas. When the Eden sinned, the Moshe smashed the Luchas, and all these letters, when Paruch, the Oisius of Paruch, which Oisius says the Beis Levi? The Oisius of Teir Shal Peh, which are on the first Luchas. In the second Luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you're to write the words that were there on the Luchas when you smashed because the letters went to heaven. In other words, write only the Ksav, Teir Shal Peh, and not Teir Shal Peh. Says the Chum Sofer, all the Svarim HaKadoshim, when Yidin go for 2,000 bitter years in Golus, and Tavut Bavli Mechshaka Meshivani was written in Bovel, and Tosfos was written in France, and this Rosh was written in Germany, and this Rosh was written in Spain, and each, as you go from place to place, Yidin Amavar the Torah Shebal Peh, which has a Shaykhah to that place, and they Malakit, the Nitzutzis of Kedusha of Torah, in that place, and then it will come together, and then the fifth Sefer of Ayhi bin Seir Orein will be the biggest parasha of the Torah. And all of this is connected to, I can't have time to elaborate, the whole Maisa Menorah, the beginning of the parasha, is all connected to this. So much to say, but the point is that when a Yid is going in the finstinish, in the darkness, right? Where will I go? How will I live? How will I stand? Right? A person has to know, Vayhi bin Soya Orin Vayim Ramosha Kuma, is Gematria 1,222. Which is Gematria? One last Gematria. I said it last week. What's 1,222? You guys are schluffing the berries, no? Two times? 611. Which Gematria? Why? Two times Torah, because the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebalpeh, which is Gimatria Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Har, which is Gimatria Lachinu B'Sera Secha, which is Gimatria Lachinu Dvei Batal Bal Yedom, which is Gimatria Lachinu Yisrael Oid Navi Kemeshah, which is Gimatria Pshat Rambis Drush Tzoy. It's all Merumas here. In the Halakas HaMeneiros, you have all the Kedushan, all Torah, Pshat Rambis Drush Tzoy, you have everything there, and that's what gives a Yid the Koyach to be soivel, the bitter galus, because he knows by the Torah that he's horoving and learning, the Torah of Aaron HaKohen, which is Torah Shebal Peh, right? he's able to elevate all the Kedusha in the whole world, and therefore ultimately become Baloyzchas Aneiris, Baloyzchas Aneiris, Gimachi Archodesh Shaltiyin, Urshiva Sayamim, Gimachi Abitin the Floyd, Mitterasecha, etc., etc., and which he became the Pasuk, Baloyzcha, which is Gimachi Yeshua Vishavu Banam Ligvu. Huh? Who? Elder Maidan. What's Elder Maidan? Because what was the Elder Maidan? What was the nevuah of Elder Maidan? Moshe Mes for Yeshua Machnis. If why did the Eibishter smash the first luchos? Originally, he was giving courage for seven terrors, not bad in the same luchos, and then he smashed the first luchos, and he said, "No, now it's two separate terrors, for seven terrors, not bad." Because now said the Beis Halevi, you're going to the nations. Right? I'll give you Tereshim, except the Goyim will have it. You go to every motel room, there's a book of the Bible, right? The Goyim read it. But Tereshim al Peh, also chayin l'chol Goy. That is the Yuchid for Klal Yisrael, the Bechir of Klal Yisrael, Davkin Tereshim al Peh. But that's only because Moshe Mes. If Moshe wouldn't have died, right? If we would have still been the Bechir of first Luchus, Chorus, Altigar Chorus, Alecherus, Cherus, Bechara, Cherus, Balchabavis, Cherus, Begolis, there will be no need that the Oisius of Torah Shalpeh should be Pareach. So it's because the Nevuah, what doesn't mean that they actually said it, because his Nevuah, the Gashli Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yitzayin, what was the Nevuah of Elder Ameda? Something Moshe Mes. Others say, Iske Gog Magog. Why is there an Asik of Gog Magog? Because there's a finster a bit of a galus, and it said in Svarim Akdashim, the first Bel Zeruf said, before Mashiach comes in the Sionis of Ix Mashiach, it will be as difficult, Avram Avinu, to bring up an Akedah, difficult like the Krich of Gleich event, right? A Yid will find it hard to be able to say Shema Yisrael. There'll be such a hester upon him. Everything in the world is militating against Yiddishkeit, against Elokite, against Kedusha, etc., etc. Right? If you don't have a phone today, people looking at Michigan. Tell the world, tell the whole world, take a long walk off a short pier. Now, I see the Churbanis, right? But a Yid has to know that the whole world could go, whatever, what the Satmar used to say, right? Yeah? The ganze Welt can gain to Shmad, Anil Shmar Tiyamoida. You gotta do what you gotta do. You got Ein Lachadish Baruch Elom El Dalal Shalalacha. Once you have that, you're safe in this Vinturgalus, and then you bring that's figure out yourself the rest. Sure. That's the Nisyanis of Gogim Ogim. It's great for bringing that up.
You have a car.
Yes.
Next year is in the side room.
I really enjoyed it. I really, you know why I tried the. I was sitting next to two really good people.